Hello, and welcome back to Radio Libre 2.0 on 91.5 WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. This is Nick, and you just heard Super Freak by the one and only Rick James. Yes, there was a song before the hit, One Hit Wonder, Ice Ice Baby by Vanilla Ice. I feel like now, fortunately, a lot of people know Super Freak because it's so good. And also, a couple years ago, it made the rounds on TikTok and was very popular. So I feel like now it's been exposed to more people. I hope you all have had a great couple of weeks. I hope you all had a great Thanksgiving. I had a great Thanksgiving as well. I spent it with one of my good friends and her family, and it was super, super fun. And they taught me how to play this board game with birds. Never thought I'd be doing that, but that was super fun. I got a bald eagle. I was very proud of that. But ever since after Thanksgiving, it's been work, 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 because we're down to the crunch. The last week, full week of class has begun today. But because they're so particular, we have class on Monday, which I'm not happy about, and I know a lot of people aren't happy about. But after that, you know, fortunately for me, I have a lot of projects, so after the lecture period is done, I will be mostly done, which is a good feeling to know that I have almost like a week left of work. But we're not here to talk about work, so I'm not going to talk about it anymore. The reason I wanted to play Rick James' Super Freak for you guys tonight is I've been recently thinking a lot about bass in songs and bass lines, particularly with one song that I recently was put onto, thanks to TikTok. It was from this band, which we will talk about when we get to them later on in the show. But then, generally, it just made me think about bass lines in music. So I wanted to explore and look for the most prominent and perhaps most well-known bass lines in songs. Some of these are not all, some of these are not extremely well-known bass lines, but they're well-known to me, and I really like them, and I think they are fun with the song. Yeah. So I'm just gonna hop right into the next track for you guys. When I listen to this track, I'm gonna tell a little story, a little anecdote before I play the song. But last year there was a video that was circulating on TikTok of this dude, this guy. He was a tall, very thin, lanky guy, and he was a bass player. And I guess he really wanted to be like a rock star. Like, he really wanted to rock out, and he would film himself playing bass lines from songs live and like really getting into it. And he played the bass line to this next song, which is a very good bass line, but it's not very like head banging, like your body's shaking and jumping and everything. Like, it's not like a crazy visceral bass line. It's very smooth, and it matches, you know, the theme of the song. And he treats it like it's a insane Metallica bass line and starts jumping around, and he got dragged through the mud for that. And I saw a follow-up video recently, and I thought it was so goofy. But that song that he did this to was the one and only Electric Feel by MGMT. We'll be right back. That was the White Stripes, Seven Nation Army. If there's ever an iconic bass line, I feel like it's that song. That song is so good. That album specifically. I mean, like, even before I ever listened to the song Seven Nation Army, like, I knew the Seven Nation Army bass line. And that, I feel like, I don't know if that was a shared experience or if that was just me, but I distinctly remember knowing this, the term, the Seven Nation Army bass line, before I knew what the Seven Nation Army was, before I knew who the White Stripes were, Jack White. And then before I ever, my favorite White Stripes song, if you were wondering, is Fell in Love with a Girl, because the music video was stop motion animated with Lego bricks. And I think that's pretty, pretty dope, pretty sweet. But yeah, I mean, that's such a good album. Came out the year I was born. I'm curious right now. So we're going to figure out, when did the Elephant White Stripes album release? I want to see if I'm older than this album. That is a year. April 1st, 2003. I am almost a month older than the Elephant album. Let's go. Don't know what I'm going to do with that information, but it makes me feel good. And you know what else makes me feel good? Oh, I didn't even plan this transition, but it's so good. Feel Good Inc. by the one and only Gorillaz.
Ha ha ha! down the street with the brim pool way down low. Ain't no sound but the sound of his feet. Machine guns ready to go. Are you ready? Hey, are you ready for this? Are you hanging on the edge of your seat? Out of the doorway, the bullets rip. To the sound of the beat, yeah. Another one bites the dust. Another one bites the dust. And another one gone, and another one gone. Another one bites the dust, hey. Hey, I'm gonna get you too. Another one bites the dust.
I feel like that's another one of those iconic, iconic bass lines. That was Another One Bites the Dust by Queen, the one and only. Such a good band, such a good song. That is such a good bass line. The only bass line that rivals Another One Bites the Dust by Queen is Another One Rides the Bus by Weird Al Yankovic. But that ain't an original beat. I mean, original bass line, because it was originally from this. Huh. But it's great. It's a great song. And I like it. And I love that bass line. You know what? Random unsponsored plug. If you haven't seen Bohemian Rhapsody starring Rami Malek, watch it. If you've seen it, watch it again. Because it is a silly, goofy, fun movie. And I just thought about that right now. So I thought I'd share it with you. But now, do you know what time it is? Oh my goodness, I feel like a PBS kid show. It's PSA time. Today's PSA is about early childhood development. Children are naturally curious, so follow their lead. When you talk with your child, you build vocabulary. Learning starts long before school does. For more tips, go to bornlearning.org, a public service announcement brought to you by United Way, the Ad Council, and WMFO. Aw, you gotta talk to your kids. They start learning before school. Remember that. That is an important thing to know in your brain. Moving on, though. Next up is the band that I was talking about earlier. Is this group that started popping up on my For You page and then on the For You pages of friends and people around me. And it's this little Aussie group. That was kind of British. That wasn't really Aussie. It's an Australian group called Ocean Alley. And you may have heard of them. You may have not. But first off, one of the big reasons that they started getting... I mean, they were very big in Australia. But the reason they started blowing up around here is because the lead singer of Ocean Alley looks like Jordan Peele dressing up as Bad Bunny. I see it. I definitely get where they're coming from. But it's a very silly comparison. But when, if you look it up, look up Ocean Alley lead singer, and you will see it is he's Jordan Peele dressed up as Bad Bunny. And I think that's so funny. But they have a lot of good music, and the song that I'm about to play for you guys, which is probably the most popular one that was circulating online, is, I want to say, like, maybe 9 or 10 years old. Like, it's not like they released a new single and it blew up. Like, their older discography is resurfacing. But enough chit chat. Here is their, I don't know. I would say their most popular song. Well, I don't know if I'm able to say that, but in my eyes, it's their most popular song. Here is Confidence by Ocean Alley.
Bye. wanna.
Okay, now have you ever been with a player? Take you downtown where they treat me like the mayor. Take you to the crib where you take it upstairs.
What's upstairs?
Shit, I'ma show you later. Don't need a spatula, everything catered. Extra flavor, go ahead. Sprinkle some truffle on your mashed potatoes. I'm trying to love. Is you gonna love me back? You only get what you give. Ain't you heard of that? Look here, I don't ask for much. Like a mat, float like a butterfly on every single track. And the only language that I speak, girl, is back. So once I give this game to you, I can't take it back. Hollering at you from a 1977 Monte Carlo. Hard act to follow. It's showtime, trying to boo you up like it's the Apollo. Your walk is vicious, let's get down to business. You and me together, woo, that's something different. Ooh, come on.
I don't ask for much.
And we love Silk Sonic. And that was Fly As Me by Silk Sonic. Because Silk Sonic is so good. They need to release another album, seriously. I'm waiting patiently for them to go ahead and do that. But, yeah, I hope you also enjoyed the Ocean Alley song. I have just started to check out the rest of their discography. Excuse me. I haven't gotten too deep into it yet. I've just been really busy, but I plan on it because I really like their sound. They describe themselves as a experimental psychedelic funk group, which I think is extremely fascinating and intriguing and adjective. So I definitely want to continue listening to their music. I really like the lead singer's voice also. And yeah, the craziest phenomenon about music is every English-speaking person, despite whether they're from Australia or England or America, they all sound the same when they sing. Or at least maybe my ears are not trained enough to identify the difference between different nationalities singing or different English-speaking countries specifically singing. But yeah, they have a cool sound. And I don't think they've started touring outside of Australia either. So, I don't know. We'll see. We'll see. But, I don't even know. Like, Silk Sonic is another group that I want to see. I think they were in Vegas for a little bit. I'm not sure if they're still there. I had some friends who drove over to Vegas from where I am, which is in Southern California. So it's like a 4-hour drive to Vegas. And they went and saw Silk Sonic a couple years ago. Yeah, a couple years ago. So that's pretty cool. But I don't know if they're still there. I think they've talked about releasing more music together, because Bruno Mars and Anderson .Paak, they really enjoyed making the music together. And I really find it interesting and really cool when musicians come together to work on music together. It's not like they're creating a whole new group. It's just like, this is what they're going to call themselves when they're making music together. Another example of that is, and yes, I'm gonna mention this, is Boy Genius. I've recently learned what Boy Genius is and their whole spiel. And it's the same thing. It's just musicians who want to make music together. And so they meet up, hang out, make music, and then they, you know, that, well, with Boy Genius specifically, I think they started because they just performed with each other, like, I think as an opener on a tour. I'm not entirely sure. I have a friend who's a huge Boy Genius fan, and she's told me a lot of this, and I want to make sure I'm not getting the information wrong. So I'm sorry if I'm getting some of the deets incorrect. But I know they've released two albums. They just released their second album, I think. And they were on SNL with Timothée Chalamet and dressed up as Troye Sivan. And that's also crazy. And I'm going to go down a little bit of a rabbit hole, but did you know that Troye Sivan, when he was a boy, played a young Wolverine in the Fox movie X-Men Origins Wolverine? Kind of crazy. I was watching it a couple weeks ago. It's a god-awful movie. Please save yourself 2 hours and don't watch it. But I was watching it, and I remember in the opening, and I saw the boy, and I was like, oh my goodness, and I pointed at the TV, and I was like, that's Troye Sivan, which was really fun, especially because I was alone. So I really brought out the only child in me by talking to myself when watching a movie, which was just fantastic. I also like doing the show, because then I get to talk to people, and there's some people that I know listen, and there's some people that I'm like, I got no idea who's listening to me speak for an hour, to me blabber, to me yap. I yap for an hour. That's really what this whole station is. It's just college students yapping for hours on end. But they're also playing some fun music and doing some fun stuff. But next up, I got a song from, I think I played it on my first show. Such a long time ago, my first show. This is such a good one. Honestly, I'm thinking about it right now. I'm not even sure if the bass line is that prominent, but I love this song. And I know a lot of people love this song because it's a great song. So, I will not yap any longer. And now, please enjoy the man, the myth, the legend, Billy Idol, and his tearjerker and partly French spoken song, Eyes Without a Face.
I We'll be right back.
I'm sorry I had to make you listen to a 7-minute song, but like, if there was any 7-minute song with bass, it would be Around the World by Daft Punk. That song is so good, and it's such a banger. I gotta listen to all 7 minutes and 10 seconds whenever I think of that song. That, like, I'm not even kidding. I will think, like, just like, sometimes you know how you're like walking and you're thinking about stuff. And if Around the World by Daft Punk pops into my head, I immediately gotta play that. I immediately got to play that. And then I'll listen to the whole 7 minutes. If I'm going somewhere, I will sit outside where I'm going until the 7 minutes is done. If I'm in class, one AirPod will remain in my ear until the 7 minutes is done. Because I love that song. And that song, it just makes you feel good. I like the bridge where the Around the World kind of morphs into a little bit of a melody and then it drops out. Oh, such a good song. Daft Punk's just so... Daft Punk, they broke up, I'm pretty sure. I'm kind of blanking right now, but I'm pretty sure they broke up, which is super sad. And, you know, like right now in my feely spot, I too am super sad. But you know what else is super sad? Is that we're growing up. Like, I just made the conscious realization recently that I got 3 semesters left here in undergrad before I choose to pursue grad work, career, anything. I got 3 more semesters. And it's crazy to think you were young. Like, I know the 2010s were like the big childhood portion, specifically like 2012 to 2016 was the huge childhood portion. And, you know, when you think about your childhood, I think a big thing that a lot of people think about is like shows they can associate with, movies they can associate it with. And very on brand for this show, music they can associate with. And once I feel like, in my opinion, there's one song that kind of goes above everything else in terms of like making you like feel nostalgic. And it also has a sick, dope bass line. Here is the one and only Tame Impala. It's not a band, it's a guy playing his amazing single from his album Currents, The Less I Know, The Better.
Someone said we live together. I ran out the door.
All right, that's all for today. If you liked what you heard on the show, Radio Libre 2.0's complete chronological music catalog can be found on Apple Music. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, and this has been Radio Libre 2.0 wishing you a great Tuesday.